Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner scores. McQuinn moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox won. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange strikes out. Peacock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Strange out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Newsom steals second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards third. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Swift and he is safe. DiMaggio steals second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Peacock moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Auker moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harris, and towards Doerr, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Auker moves to third. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Newsom steals second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newsom moves to third. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newsom scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Cullenbine scores. Lobbs moves to second. One out. It's Red Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift strikes out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peacock moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin throws to first for 1, and Fox throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hefner goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Cullenbein strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Lobbs steals second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Auker hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jim Tabor pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Frankie Pitlock pinch runs for Jim Tabor. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.